Hi, welcome to BSchool once again. We are on Chapter 4, Support Functions of Insurance Organizations. In the previous chapter, we saw the core functions. In this chapter, we are going to understand in more details about the support functions. Now, up till now, what have we learned? Chapter 1, Evolution of Insurance Organizations, Role of Insurance Functionaries, and now we are going to understand the support functions, because in the previous chapter we have understood the core functions, which are the marketing, the underwriting and insurance claims processing. So up till now, evolution, role of insurance functionaries and core functions brings us to chapter number 4, which will help us to understand various support functions an insurer performs as it conducts the insurance business. Because as we have seen in the previous chapter, there has to be a mix of core and non-core functions. Only then the insurance business will thrive. Now, core functions are supported by secondary functions. What are the secondary functions? These are actuarial services, information technology alignment as per business needs, reinsurance, investments, legal services, human resource management, accounting, premium audit, loss control, investigation, services to customers, etc. And various support functions are required to support the core functions of marketing and distribution, underwriting and claims. Now, insurance business is done with the support of internal intermediaries, external intermediaries. So, who are these internal and external? Some of them are appointed as per the regulatory requirements, while others are meant to lubricate the smooth functioning of the insurance business. A list of the support functions are put on the present slide. So there are in all 11 support functions which we are going to understand, starting from actuarial to premium audit to reinsurance to investments to legal services to human resources to accounting to information technology services, loss control, investigation and customer support. That doesn't mean these are the only based on the type of insurance organization, based on what type of products and services they are offering, there can be more numbers or more functions included in the support functions. The first support function we are going to understand is the actuarial function. Actuaries have a good understanding of the economic, financial, demographic and insurance risk. Actuaries have expertise in developing and using statistical models to measure, manage and mitigate risk. Actuaries are skilled in the financial modeling and the risk analysis. Actuary designs the pricing of policies. Actuary also works out the annuities and pension rates based on the empirical tables. Actuary calculates and ensures the solvency margin. Actuary monitors the adequacy of the funds to settle the claims and other insurance liabilities. So actuaries have a whole role to play for an insurance business, and he is an expert into all this and is able to do all activities which are required for the insurance company. Scope and functions of actuaries increased with the changing scenarios in the insurance business. We have seen the evolution of insurance business. It has grown a lot. It has increased the penetration a lot. And based on that, the actuaries' functions have also increased. It enables precise financial decision making based on the analysis of past data and modeling of future. We have seen the previous slide. Actuaries uses various statistical tools, technological tools, and based on that, whatever information that is processed, the past information, he can actually interpret and it can be useful for taking financial decisions. Statutory role in employee benefit valuations in social insurance schemes. There are certain things which are required from the statutory side. So actuary plays a role in that. Actuary balances a role in insurance business management alongside protecting the policyholders and the stakeholders' interests. Actuaries may take help from other professionals. It is not necessary that actuaries may know all, and hence, when there is a need, actuaries may also take the help from other professionals such as accountants, auditors, lawyers, risk manage to perform the duties and effectively support insurance organizations. The next important support function is the premium audit. Premium auditors review the insured's records to obtain accurate information on rating variables. So whether the premium is charged correctly or not, that is the main objective of premium audit. Insurance companies conduct the premium audit to make sure that a premium paid for the insurance coverage accurately reflects the business operations over the policy period. After the policy period is complete, the insurer is required to review the commercial operations. A special focus should be to ensure whether the final premium reflects any changes in the operations from those initial estimates. Another important support function is the reinsurance. An insurer can transfer his accepted risk to other insurers. This process of transferring insurance risk is called reinsurance, so that the insurance does not have to bear the brunt of claim. He can in turn transfer his risk to another entity, which is called as a reinsurer. The basic purpose of reinsurance is to mitigate the loss by spreading out the risk. The spreading concept is also applied by the insurance company itself. In case of occurrence of the loss, the original insurer will have to migrate the loss to the assured and subsequently claim his share of liability from the reinsurer. As per IRDAI report 2021, there were 11 reinsurers in India. We have already seen the sole reinsurer from India is the GIC Re, and 10 foreign reinsurance branches including the Lloyd's are operating in India as of 31st March 2021. India has only one Indian reinsurer registered with IRDA, namely the General Insurance Corporation of India, in short known as GIC Re. GIC Re provides reinsurance support to direct insurance companies in India as well as the foreign insurers and reinsurers. The Insurance Law Amendment Act 2015 has permitted the foreign reinsurers and the Society of Lloyd's to open their branches in India to transact the reinsurance business in India. So this is one more aspect of opening up of insurance to private entity, especially in this case is the foreign reinsurers. We have something called cross-border reinsurers. Cross-border reinsurers do not have any physical presence in India, but carry on reinsurance business with Indian insurance company. IRDAI regulates the reinsurance business placement by Indian insurers or reinsurers with cross-border reinsurers as per the IRDA Reinsurance Regulations 2018. Next important core function is the investments. The insurance company collects premiums from the policyholders. However, these premiums in turn are invested by the insurance company. Investments of premium amounts can create significant income for the insurance companies. However, they also need to follow the regulatory guidelines on where to invest. And once these investments are done, this in turn gets converted into benefits to the policyholder shareholders, because it can increase the profits, it can reduce the premiums for the policyholder. Indian insurance companies are required to follow the IRDA and other regulatory guidelines for investing the premium amounts after holding sufficient assets as reserves. What's the role of insurance investment management? The role is to professionally manage the funds generated by the insurance business, maximize the risk-adjusted returns while meeting the regulatory requirements on its assets and other financial constraints. Insurance investment management ensures minimal potential mismatch in the value of its assets and liabilities in order to provide any danger in survival of insurance company, because insurance company only don't do the investment for the sake of earning profits without taking care of the claim settlement. So it has to have a proper balancing act, investing as well as keeping adequate resource for limiting the claims. Next important core service is the legal service. the insurance organization in India have gone through massive evolution from being unregulated to completely regulated, and then currently being partly deregulated because of certain freedom given to the insurance company by the insurance regulator. Insurance organizations are required to understand and follow the legal provisions while dealing with the policyholders in both life and non-life insurance business. Every insurance organization has a strong legal team to protect the interest of the insured and the insurer. So the legal team has to be very solid to deal with the insurance business itself, as well as to protect the interest of the policyholders. The insurance industry is governed by a number of acts, and we have already seen the Insurance Act 1938, but over and above that, the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India Act 1999, the General Insurance Business National Act 1972, the LIC Act 1956, and other general legislations are applicable to insurance industry, such as the Indian Contract Act 1872, the Consumer Protection Act 1986. So all these legislations are to be known by the legal team of the insurance company. Insurance business cannot run without employees, and hence human resource is a support, main support for the insurance business. Insurance organizations require a strong labor force for dealing with the policyholders in a traditional manner, or even though through technology platforms, because technology doesn't run on its own. You require people to run the technology. Human resource department of the insurance organization plans, develops, processes, and administers policy and programs for the well-being of employees and to improve the employee welfare. Good insurance professionals have a better understanding of insurance business and can efficiently manage the complexities and challenges of insurance business. So human resource can form a very critical factor for the growth and development of insurance business. And hence, insurers should focus on recruiting the right people for the right time. Recruiting and developing human resource in insurance organization and provide timely training based on the training needs assessment is a very essential part of human resources development. Every insurer should create an excellent work culture that is informal, apolitical, and transparent. Work culture should aim at providing freedom, ample leading opportunities, and multiple avenues for lateral and vertical growth. Every insurance company should be poised to generate a competent and committed team to make the insurance company an exciting landscape of the insurance sector in India. So this human resource is a very important aspect, a very important support to the core functions. And whether it is technology or whether it is traditional model, human resource are useful for both aspects of insurance business. The next important core support function is accounting. Insurance services worldwide uses two main systems. One is the generally accepted accounting principle, and second is the statutory reporting. The GAAP constitutes the normal basis of public accounting for most types of business. We follow certain norms, conventions, concepts, postulates, assumptions, whereas the statutory reporting is specialized and is designed to highlight the particular interest and concerns of supervisors. Insurance accounting, we have a separate chapter. We will deal with this GAAP as well as statutory reporting detail in the insurance accounting chapter. Now, when we talk in terms of accounting requirements, the Insurance Act 1938 and the rules framed thereunder have an important bearing on the preparation of accounts of insurance companies. Like we have seen in almost in every case, the Companies Act is applicable. The formats of financial statements are applicable, but there are few financial institutions in which there are specific formats. So in case of an insurance company, every insurer to prepare the balance sheet in accordance with the regulations contained in the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority Preparation of Financial Statements and Auditor's Report of Insurance Companies Regulations 2000. These are subsequently amended. So when we look into the insurance accounting chapter, we will go into those amendments also. This regulation is amended from time to time to suit the latest requirements of insurance organizations. What is the accounting responsibility? The accountant will be responsible for the accounting business transactions and reporting them to both internal and external users. The accounts are to be prepared for every financial year, and every insurer is required to maintain a register of policy, a register of claims, and a separate account for investment. So there has to be a systematic way in recording the information, in classifying the information, and in presenting the information also. Information technology services. When we talk about insurance business in the modern times, insurance technology is totally driving the insurance business. Insurance technology is rapidly changing the insurance business. The indirect and the traditional models of selling insurance policies through agents has got an additional channel in the form of direct model of selling online insurance policies due to information technology. The tech-savvy prospects are more willing to directly approach the technology channels sheerly from the point of convenience, and they also get a return benefit of a reduced premium as the commission charged to the agent or given to the agent in case of a traditional model is generally not provided in case of a direct selling. The computers have been interlinked through the local area network, the metro area network, to enable the policyholders to service his policy from any branch and get immediate receipts after payment of the premium. So it is not even necessary to approach a particular branch only. The customer can use the mobile channels, the internet channels, and ensure that his insurance transaction is done at his convenience. Insurers are able to offer more accurate actuarial practices by harnessing big data, because the actuaries can upload huge amount of data, use sophisticated applications, and you bring out the curated information which can be very useful for underwriting. Social media is serving as a great boon for the insured as well as the insurer to discuss and provide quick feedback. The prospects and the policyholders can exchange information and they can do better decision making at the same time. The insurer, which wouldn't have got such a quick feedback in case of traditional channels, can get a quick and instant feedback through these social media channels, and based on that he can actually bring out corrections if there are some flaws and improve his business. With the increase in the foreign direct investments in the insurance sector, information technology is going to further seamlessly enhance the efficiency and effectiveness of insurance sector, and hence information technology services are very important support services in the modern times. What are the benefits of information technology? The number one benefit is the insured and the insurer can easily access information, more specifically insurance information, through the company's website. Specialized applications are provided for calculating the human life value. The sum assured, the premium calculations can also be done, which was a very tedious job when it was once upon a time done manually or through the ledgers. Now just you enter the important information, the calculators will throw out the output you require for decision making, whether it's human life value or the sum assured. You can get any information very quickly with minimal entries in the specialized applications. The insurance operations team can instantly access data of the issued policies, the lapse policies, the renewal premium dates, as all the information records are centralized with information technology. You just have to run a script and you get the desired reports, which can be very useful for strategizing your marketing plans, for designing your claims processing, and also for underwriting. So this can be a very useful benefit for the insurance company, especially with the help of information technology. Then ECSN standing instruction facilities have reduced the cost of processing an insurance transaction. We have seen The more the automation comes, the more the technology usage comes, the lesser the cost which otherwise would have got incurred when it is done through non-technology channels. The underwriters can make the prompt decisions with the help of the digital data. Insurers are saving a huge cost by sending electronic communications to the policyholders. The customers are in position to make informed decisions by the companies by comparing various insurance products using comparison websites. They don't have to search many on one portal itself. They can get easy comparisons and make their decisions. The paper printing cost has reduced because of the electronic communications. So with this, we see how important information technology is. And now we come to the next support function, which is the loss control. The insurance company can identify activities that can result in the reduction of risk. In turn, the policyholder can benefit from being more risk averse by having the premiums lowered. For example, the insurer may reduce the premium in auto insurance if the driver takes an education course and follows certain safeguards. So this becomes a motivation for the policyholder to do something to avoid the loss because of a risk, and in turn, he can also get the benefit from the insurance company. So loss control identifies activities that can result in reduction of risk, and in turn, the policyholder also benefits from being more risk averse by having the premiums lowered. So this support function can also help the insurance company to increase his business by actually motivating the policyholders to buy more policies from the insurance company. In the case of property insurance, the insurer may require a commercial building to install a sprinkler system to prevent the risk of damage. Loss control programs helps the policyholder to reduce the loss due to risk, and the insurer reduces the claim liability. Now we come to the next support function of a insurance organization, which is investigation. Like some people may do some mischief, may do some wrong act just for the sake of getting the claims. So in such scenarios, in such of frauds, in case of wrong claims, it becomes necessary for an investigation. So an insurance investigator has a special role to play in examining suspicious and doubtful matters pertaining to the insurance claims. Insurers may have an in-house investigator team or may subcontract the work to private investigators. However, the main purpose of investigation is to find out whether a false claim has been submitted by the policyholder. Investigation can make use of technology and social media tools to investigate insurance fraud. So, in fact, here again, technology and social media has been very useful for investigators to find out certain critical information connected with investigation. Now, insurance investigation can include health insurance fraud investigation to determine whether the false and invalid claims are made to getting paid for healthcare by searching the billing records and the doctor's prescriptions. Car insurance and fraud investigation to determine whether false and invalid claims are made to get paid for car accidents and thefts. Home insurance fraud investigation to determine whether false and invalid claims are made to getting paid for damage to house. So these are just examples. When we talk in terms of health insurance frauds, investigation automatically will determine whether false and invalid claims are made. When it comes to car insurance, it will determine invalid claims are made to get paid for the car accidents and thefts. And in case of home insurance, investigation will determine whether false and invalid claims are made for getting paid for damages to house. So there should not be any false claims. That is the main objective of an investigation. So based on the type of different insurances, different types of insurance investigation can happen. Life insurance fraud investigation is mainly done to determine whether false investigation are made to get paid for death of a person who may be alive. Workers' compensation fraud investigation will include determining whether the false and invalid claims are made to getting paid for the injury that occurred while the person was working. So If at all it is a real injury which is covered, then the insurance company will have no problems in paying it. But if there is a false claim, then the investigation will bring out such wrong claims, invalid claims, and that will help the insurance company to stop paying false claims to such people. And finally, we come to another support function, which is customer support, because without customer support, no business can progress. And hence, support function as a customer service forms a very important function of insurance organization, as insurance is a service industry. Insurance organization can carry out various functions to serve the policyholder while issuing insurance policies or while serving the insurance policy, because the insurance servicing to the customers can come in different stages, at a prospect level, at a policyholder level, at the claim servicing level. So whatever the stage of the insurance transaction is, insurance company should be equipped with providing the right support to the customer, by which he will get his work done, as at the same time he will have a good image of the insurance company. Now, customer support function can include a correspondence. Insurance organization require a degree of perception and tact to respond to inquiries from the prospects, because the language of some prospects or policyholders may be wrong, but that doesn't mean one wrong can be corrected by the second wrong. So here the insurance organization should have a tact to respond to such inquiries by the prospects or the policyholders seeking guidance and information. Next way of providing customer support is public relations. Insurance organization should effectively use the public relation channel to have cordial relations with existing and potential customers, because one can spend a lot on advertisements, whether it's public, whether it's digital or print. But when you are interacting through, you can develop a good relations, you can have good public relation through media, you can have good public relation to mass gatherings. So insurance organization should effectively use public relations to have cordial relations with existing and potential customers, so that the image and the credibility of the insurance organization will increase with such public relation strategies. Next important way of providing customer support is documentation. Because we have seen insurance is a contract, is a legal contract, and when we talk in terms of a contract, the evidence happens in the base of documentation. Insurance organization should have a solid documentation and need-based documentation for issuance of new policies or even duplicate policies, premium receipts, amendments to existing policies, etc., because they form an evidence of any activity, of any transaction that has happened between the insurance company and the policyholder. The next important support will come in the form of complaints handling. Policyholders' grievances needs to be handled with care as soon as the insurance company receives complaints from the policyholder, because only when the insurance company responds, the policyholder will understand whether his complaints are addressed or not, whether his grievances are resolved or not. So quick and effective grievance resolution may require considerable liaison with the insurance organizations and departments. So here it comes the entire organization, a specific department who is dealing with the policyholder should be very prompt and fair of dealing with the complaints, for dealing with the complaints of the policyholder. Now, most of the insurers have a unique way of client servicing through initiative towards consumer education and policyholders protection. Like we have seen many claims, some of the claims might get rejected because of small errors. So here comes the initiative where an insurance company, they do consumer education and policyholders protection. Then we have integrated grievance management system based on the IRDA, grievance redressal guidelines. Here most of it is automated. The moment you lodge a claim till it's finally resolved, everything gets recorded, and here both the IRDA, the insurance company, as well as The policyholder is able to view what stage of his grievance has come to. Next is the insurance grievance call center. Like every time you don't have to go to a branch, the policyholder can pick up the phone and call the grievance call center, lodge his complaint, and also get addressed on the spot. Next way is animation films of the comic strips to help the existing potential customers and understand the concept of insurance, because many a times the policyholder may not have a time to read heavy documentation. So these small comic strips, animated films can give very good information to the policyholder, increases awareness, knowledge about the insurance, and he will be able to actually adopt best practices that are required in the insurance business, and by which he will get serviced very nicely, and the insurance company will also have no problems in servicing because the policyholder is educated. Next important things insurers do not call registry service for customers who wish not to disturb, because nowadays you get so many calls, marketing calls, but if you register your number under do not call registry, then you may not get harassed with such calls, untimely calls without your request. Next is display of IRDA public notice on the spurious phone calls and fictitious fraudulent offers. So public notices can be very important for the policyholders, for the public in large, to understand about this spurious phone calls and fictitious fraudulent offers. Every insurer is required to comply with IRDA guidelines on grievance resolution, and with this, there is no room left for providing an excellent customer support. That doesn't mean this is the full stop. As the insurance business evolves, more and more such things will have to be done for providing the customer support. And with this, lots of support functions has been discussed in this chapter, and more support functions may be there based on the size, based on the type, based on the products. So automatically one understands with this basic knowledge about the core and support to have more such core and support included in this respective chapters. Thank you.